In Australia, an Indian man was set on fire this morning in Melbourne, the latest attack against citizens of India in the state of Victoria. The violence is causing tensions between the two countries. Charles Collins has this report.
Jaspreet Singh was attacked in Melbourne's southwest shortly before 2 a.m. on Saturday morning. He had just come home from a dinner party with his wife and went to park his car when four men poured lighter fluid over him and set him on fire. He is now in stable condition at an area hospital with burns over 20% of his body. Melbourne Police Detective Neil Smith said the attack was a crime of opportunity and probably not racially motivated.
The circumstance of him parking the car randomly in a side street and just some people approaching him are a bit strange, and it's highly unlikely, therefore, to be a targeted attack on any individual.
Yet the Indian community of the city and the people of India itself are not sure. Last Saturday, an Indian student, Nateen Garg, was stabbed to death in the city. The attack is only the latest in a string of incidents over the last year, which has caused outrage both among the local Indian community as well as in India itself. Indian Foreign Minister Somanhali Malaya Krishna has even suggested students not go to Australia to study.
They should be more discreet in choosing educational institutions.
Tensions have also risen over a cartoon which appeared in an Indian newspaper comparing the police in the Australian state of Victoria to the KKK for ignoring the racial aspects of the attacks and not investigating them properly. Victoria Police Commissioner Simon Overland denies these accusations.
We're not racist, and we know we're not racist. On any citizen or any member of our community is treated the same, regardless.
Police officials say they have a strong relationship with the state's Indian community and are doing all they can to bring the perpetrators to justice. I'm Charles Collins.